This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, no gas for you. That's Russia to Germany, just days ahead of Europe's doomsday deadline when Russia's big energy company Gazprom is supposed to turn on the valves and begin delivering natural gas to Germany again. Germany gets about a third of its natural gas from Russia. The Russian energy giant has declared force majeure. Basically, that means Gazprom says that extraordinary and extreme circumstances beyond its control give it the right to void itself from all contractual obligations, meaning the gas will remain off indefinitely, which raises a very high possibility that Germany may not have enough natural gas to get through the winter. German authorities have taken unprecedented steps anticipating that Moscow might do something like this, essentially dimming the lights across the country, telling people to limit the amount of hot water they use, shutting down swimming pools, literally dimming street lights on German streets to reduce energy consumption, because unless Gazprom resumes deliveries of natural gas to Germany, Germany cannot replenish its storage tanks needed to provide the gas that Germans will need to heat themselves this winter. You might remember last week we mentioned that Germany's largest lender, Deutsche Bank, projected that one possible outcome of this shutdown of Nord Stream 1, the big undersea gas pipeline, could be a winter where German households heat themselves with wood. And this is what makes a statement by the Paris-based International Energy Agency even more bizarre. I mean, you're talking about potentially life-threatening conditions this winter in Germany because of the ongoing conflict between NATO and Russia over Ukraine. The IEA said during a red alert crisis for Europe, said that Germany needs to focus on responding to the emergency in a way that is, and I quote, consistent with the EU's climate ambitions, end quote. You've got a winter when you may see Germans literally freezing to death, and the IEA says, okay, stay warm, but do it without increasing your carbon footprint. This is what the World Economic Forum and globalists are all about. Meanwhile, Russian soldiers in Ukraine have been killed and injured in a mysterious, unexplained accident at the occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. This power plant supplies about 20% of Ukraine's energy. The mayor of Enerhodar, Dmytro Orlov, which is where the plant is located, said the troops were so scared they ran around in a panic. Some are now in intensive care in hospital. A number of them have died. Don't have a confirmation on how many. The cause of the sudden hysteria, their panic, is not known. But when you put the words panic and nuclear power plant together in the same sentence, some very disturbing scenarios come to mind. Topic number 4, why was Abe killed? An analysis at Global Research, globalresearch.ca, presents an interesting scenario here, and I don't always agree with the conclusions of the analysts at Global Research. They're often very anti-American for the sake of being anti-American, but this raises a very interesting possibility. It is curious the way Shinzo Abe, the former Japanese prime minister, longest-serving prime minister in Japanese history, was assassinated. His security detail was not very close to him, even though he was surrounded by people as he delivered a stump speech on a public street, and it is just feeling like one of those lone gunman type situations that we're just supposed to accept. Okay, lone gunman, crazed loner, upset mother connected to this cult that somehow was connected to Abe. I don't understand how that all works, but this was the explanation that was given by the press, and nobody really seems to be analyzing this critically. According to the analyst at Global Research, the critical point that triggered the process leading to Abe's assassination was the NATO summit in Madrid, June 28th through 30th. This was a moment, and I'm quoting now from the article, when the hidden players behind the scenes laid down the law for the new global order. NATO is on a fast track to evolve beyond an alliance to defend Europe and to become an unaccountable military power, working with the Global Economic Forum, the billionaires and the bankers around the world as a world army, functioning much as the British East India Company did in another era. The decision to invite to the NATO summit the leaders of Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand was a critical part of this NATO transformation. In other words, NATO expanding into the Pacific as a counterweight to China. NATO trying to counter the two main self-determined nations outside their control right now in Russia and China. Anyway, the article goes on to describe Abe as a nationalist who was a singularly gifted politician, able to balance the outward appearance of being 100% behind Washington, D.C., while at the same time negotiating through the back door with China and Russia, and on a track to restore Japan to great power status, something it really hasn't had since 1945, something that might not have sat well with the movers and shakers behind the scenes in the likes of the World Economic Forum. Now, again, there's no smoking gun here, but it is an interesting analysis and may have more explanatory power than suggesting that a guy upset that his mother gave away all their money to a cult, the Unification Church, is responsible for assassinating the most powerful politician in Japan. Topic number three, pestilence. As the United States COVID-19 cases trend upward due to subvariants of Omicron, Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra has renewed the public health emergency around the coronavirus for three more months. This emergency has been in effect since January 31st of 2020, not ending anytime soon. A number of COVID-19 response policies are tied to this declaration, which also frees up some federal funding flexibility. Meanwhile, Africa is dealing with a disease that's actually dangerous. Now, belittling COVID-19, we have lost friends to this disease, but the case fatality rate of COVID-19 is, at this point, roughly equivalent to the seasonal flu, whereas Marburg, which has now killed two men in Ghana, has a case fatality rate of approaching 90%. It's highly infectious hemorrhagic fever, similar to Ebola, and the odds are good, like 9 out of 10. If you catch it, you're done for. We will keep an eye on this outbreak because, again, this is one that you do not want to spread. Ghana, West Africa, still has very recent memories of another hemorrhagic fever, the Ebola outbreak of 2014 and 2015, which actually arrived here thanks to international air travel. Topic number two, Uvalde. There were nearly 400 law enforcement officers on the scene of the mass shooting that left 21 people dead at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. But according to a report published Sunday, systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted for more than an hour before officers finally confronted and neutralized the gunman. This 80-page report is the first to criticize both state and federal law enforcement, not just local law officers. The report, written by an investigative committee from the Texas House of Representatives, released to family members on Sunday. According to the report, the overwhelming majority of responders were federal and state law enforcement. Nearly 150 U.S. Border Patrol agents, 91 state police officials. Nearly 80-minute hallway surveillance video published by the Austin American Statesman showed for the first time the hesitant and haphazard tactical response. The head of Texas State Police has condemned it as a failure, and some Uvalde residents are characterizing it as nothing less than cowardly. Coming up, a new historic landmark in President Biden's home state. We'll tell you about that next on 5 and 10.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Dark Covenant Companion DVD, packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church. Discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, if you're planning a trip to Delaware, you might want to visit Brandon Falls. This is a reference to President Biden face-planting from his bicycle as he stopped to shake hands with well-wishers in an oceanfront town in Delaware. Some person with a sense of humor has actually gone onto Google Maps and managed to get it listed as a place of historic significance. It's been named Brandon Falls on the maps, Brandon being a reference to the chant that was often heard at large stadiums over the past year or so, which a reporter covering a NASCAR event mischaracterized as "Let's go, Brandon." So, Brandon Falls, now, even as of this recording, still officially memorialized on Google Maps. We'll see how long Google lets it stay there. Skywatch Films, the new department here at Skywatch TV, bringing cutting-edge documentaries to you for as little as $3 in full HD. Documentaries on subjects like the UFO phenomenon, the trafficking of children for occult purposes, the transhumanism movement, which is really a new science fiction religion for the 21st century, this and more available, instant access in full HD. You can buy hard copies if you like, or purchase unlimited access, but for as little as $3, rent for 7 days, films from Skywatch Films, you'll find all of them listed at skywatchfilms.com. Again, immediate access, full HD, for as little as just $3 online at skywatchfilms.com. During the month of July, our gift for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a very timely book as we mark 75 years since the Roswell event. July of 1947, something crashed in the desert outside Roswell, New Mexico. There are powerful forces behind the scenes that would like for you and me to believe that it was aliens. Well, it's this too, also turning into a modern science sci-fi religion for the 21st century. Josh Peck and I, back in 2017, 5 years ago, wrote this book that exposes the occult foundations of this belief in the modern UFO meme, the idea that the gods of the ancient world were just ancient astronauts, and this new age hope that our space brothers will help us evolve to a higher form of life. It is occultic. It is a new religion, and it is all around us. It has gone mainstream. Corporate media outlets reporting on the tic-tac UFOs spotted by Navy pilots all the time. It is no longer being laughed at. In fact, recent surveys show that more American adults believe that we're being visited by ET than believe in the God of the Bible, God as he's revealed himself in his word. There are more of them than there are of us. Arm yourself. You name the price for your gift of any amount during the month of June, or July, that is. We will send a copy of the book to you. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. We'll be back in the Holy Land next spring as we visit the battlegrounds, including Ground Zero in this spiritual war. Actually, a couple of ground zeros. I would say Mount Hermon and Jerusalem would both qualify in that regard. But we'll explain why as we go through the Holy Land, showing you both the historic and the prophetic significance of the sites that we'll visit. And of course, being archaeology buffs, we will visit sites that other tours will not, like Shiloh, like Bethel, like the Altar of Joshua, like Gilgal Rephaim, like the Fortress of Sisera, the mercenary general hired out to the Canaanite king of Hazor, the one who got the tent peg in his head. We'll explain why all of these sites are historically significant and also prophetically significant. And then if you take us, join us on the 3-day extension to Jordan, we'll take you to Mount Nebo, show you the site of ancient Sodom from Mount Nebo, and explain why that valley along the Jordan River is prophetically significant as well. It's connected to the War of Gog and Magog. Find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Number of women in the Bible just don't get what they're due. They are unsung heroes. And Donna Howell explains as she talks about her book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule, always online. You can find out where and when you can watch Skywatch TV over the air at skywatchtv.com/channels, or you can throw away the schedule, ignore it altogether, and get early access to the weekly broadcast show. We release it a few days early on Roku and Apple TV. Also on our mobile app, that gets you all of our video content, as well as news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that on our mobile app, which is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free. We've got links to the app stores at our website for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.